Can you put me through to the guy?
Caller of the week.
Yes, we were talking about elaborate lies the other day. Elaborate lies, and this, look, you think you've heard everything? You think you've heard everything in life, and then you get this from Scott.
Pretty easy one. I was at school, primary school, and when they checked your head for nits, we used to run out for the sand in our hair for the sand pit, and get sent home. Easy as.
Just that easy, Scott. You are our caller of the week. Congratulations, bro.
I can't believe I won. That's classic.
Well done, Scott. You've won our 35th Caller of the Week mug for the year, and we're going to send you an exclusive Kate, Tim and Joel cocktail shaker set.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Kate, Tim and Joel's Week in Review.
The week started with some casual chat about the school exams.
Imagine being in year 12.
Sam, anyone about to do an exam, I'm so sorry.
I know how awful for them after the year they've had.
How'd you go in yours?
You mean in year 12?
Yeah.
Are you asking me this so I ask you? Because we can just cut to the chase.
I can't remember the point, but it was definitely 98.2 or 98.6.
Do you know what the saddest thing about that result is?
What?
You're still here, pushing buttons, thinking you're a hero.
Joel got pretty excited about this question.
Maybe we should do that one day, like for people who are out of prison, 13, 24, 10, what were you forced to eat?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Oh, look at you so pleased with yourself.
What's wrong with you today? I mean, you know that we have to talk and say things on the radio. It's not us sitting around a cafe.
Oh, that's what it's meant to be, isn't it? The bats.
Oh, would you shutting it down every time?
Oh, my God, welcome to my world.
We found out that Tim has a pretty cool hidden talent.
Black, as you do a very good impersonation of a breast pump.
The first experience of a breast pump I had was when Carrie Bickmore had her baby.
Yes.
I drove and she got into the back seat and she pumped milk while we drove somewhere.
Oh, you had to get to an event or something.
And I could not believe it.
What, your luck?
No. I don't know where to look, what to think, little glimpses in the rearview mirror, but the sound.
Really does take the romance out of things.
Cow.
Yeah.
Carl gave us a call to tell us about his favourite smell.
Favourite smell?
Freshly ground coffee.
Yep. No, I agree with that one. I love freshly ground coffee.
Not of all of the smells.
But you can't just say no. Like Carl didn't say poo.
And we've asked people to call it their favourite smell, not guess Kate's favourite smell.
I'm just playing a game. I'm playing a game in my own head.
Well, can you do it in your own head and not say it out loud?
And we now know what Kate really thinks about Joel.
He's a very handsome man, Joel Creasy.
Thank you very much.
What is happening?
Mm. Oh, right, you're nice. Fantastic.
No, don't worry about it.
What was your name again? Oh, Black.
I'm in the room.
Now I'm getting creepy. I'm the creepy old lady.
I'll be able to turn him.
He's never met a real woman before. That's his problem.
Anyone had their cards read? Joel?
Oh, I have had my cards done, yes. Did not sound going to end up here. I can't remember.
They never tell you. It's so bad.
Oh, my God, you guys.
They look at the cards and they're like, oh no, we can't discuss this. You're going to end up doing drive at Nova.
We all felt a bit povo after this comment from ScoMo.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that Australians earning $180,000 a year is not considered rich. And a few people had some thoughts on that.
Yeah. Kate wrote down on a post-it, a month?
I don't like it. Kill yourself.
He means a year.
Kate gave Joel a few tips this week that went well.
Joel, this is how you do a list. 10 to number one. I'm only telling you because I had to learn it from the best.
Yeah, okay. I hosted Eurovision. He doesn't give away the winner at the start. He does know what he's doing.
Number five, Ex Machina.
There's not a question mark. Ex Machina. Next time I read out a list, I'm not going to do it like this.
Later in the week, the guys had a little chat about little, undie stains.
He doesn't wipe his brown down after going to the bathroom and leaves marks on his underwear. So that's what the Reddit thread was.
That happens, though. Accidentally, sometimes.
Skitties.
If you're a certain age. Not to me now. But I think
you accidentally just told us that you skid your pants.
You need a bit more fibre in your diet. You need my sourdough loaf.
You did, and now you're embarrassed. Look at you. Blackers is a big skitty pants. skinny fat.
What a week on the Kate, Tim and Joel show. There's only one way to kick off the weekend. And no, Joel, it's not LMFAO.
No, it's Dizzy Rascal, the Brits with Florence Welch. The whole thing, you'll love it.
Oh, I thought it might be Vin Diesel.
Have a great weekend. Got a brand new tank that they ain't paid yet. Spend a paycheck in the West End on the weekend. Got no money by the end of the weekend. But they don't care because their life is a movie. Starring Louis V, paid for by yours truly. Truthfully, it's a joke like a bad episode of Hollyoaks. Can't keep up with the cover no. So they got bad credit living on direct debit. They still don't get it, cause they're too busy living the high life. The nightlife, hugging the high, we're living large and it all says. Sometimes it seems the one is just too wrong. And things are wrong no matter what I do. That's right. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you got the love I need to see me through. Check it, yo.
Miss the show? Get the podcast on your phone via the podcast app or stream it at novofm.com.au and keep up with the guys on the socials. Kate, Tim and Joel.